Sky News Centre at 6. More than 50,000 people are now known to have died in the UK after testing positive for coronavirus. A further 595 people have died within 28 days of being diagnosed. The Prime Minister's called every death a tragedy. Dr. Chris Basford has been treating COVID-19 patients in an intensive care unit in Coventry.
If you have a patient that you have cared for to the best of your abilities and you know that you've done everything right and they still didn't make it out of the intensive care unit alive, then that sometimes is something that you have to accept and you have to try and leave at work and not take home with you.
Boris Johnson says he'd have a coronavirus vaccine after England's deputy chief medical officer told his own mother to get ready for it. The medicines regulator says any jab will undergo vigorous safety checks. A man's admitted murdering three men and attempting to kill another three in a park in Reading. Khairi Sadala had been due to go on trial this month but has changed his plea. After the attack in June, Robert Ritchie paid tribute to his son, Joe.
He was an absolute marvelous individual. We described him as almost like a magnet. He just brought people together, and everyone who knew him and met him, I could truly say, became friends with him.
Sadala is due to be sentenced in early December. An MP is to face trial next March, accused of harassing a woman by phone. Labour's Claudia Webb admits making calls but denies threats were involved. Donald Trump has won the state of Alaska a week after the US election. There'll also be a full hand recount in Georgia, where President-elect Joe Biden is leading by around 14,000 votes. And in sport, next year's Tour de Yorkshire cycling event has been called off. Organisers say they've made the decision due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and this is World Wide Web. Every Wednesday, 6 till 7pm here on Phoenix 98FM. Our first song, as always this week, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action, No clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hydroplane in the fan, coming down like a Dow Jones, when the clouds come we gone, we Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better, you know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day, Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna where you at?
My heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. Under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, under my umbrella.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Just in case anyone was wondering why I do play Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z every week, it's because it does say Ella, 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 and I thought it's a good way for when people ask, oh, how do I tune into your show, to always say to people, when you hear Umbrella by Rihanna and it says my name, you know it's going to be my show. So just in case anyone out there was wondering, that is the reason.
It's like Rihanna wrote it just for you, just
exactly,
for your show.
Yes, and if you didn't just hear my dad, what is my dad, my co-host is once again in the studio.
Here
with
I am.
Me. Hello.
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 We have another great show lined up for you today. So our main story is, you should know this because it has been enforced since the 5th of November, but there is now a second lockdown in England. So the restrictions were introduced because of the rise of the number of people with COVID-19 cases. At the time this magazine went into press, the members of parliament getting ready to vote on new rules. The restrictions will last until the 2nd of December. So it should be, as I'm pretty sure we did touch on at the end of the show last week, about that it's 4 weeks, a little bit less than a month, but 4 weeks. And how many weeks are we in? 1 week?
Yeah, just 1 week.
Oh. No, I thought it was like we were halfway.
No,
we're one-fourth of the way, guys. We're a quarter of the way.
One-fourth.
We're a quarter of the way, okay? We're almost there. We only have 3 weeks to go.
Come on, stay strong.
Yes.
Did you know lockdown, the word lockdown, has been voted?
It's, yeah, the most
word
popular
of the year.
Most popular word of the year.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure coronavirus is
probably
maybe there.
Furlough, and key worker, all self-isolate.
Self-isolate,
all these words
that's
are in
it.
There.
Isolation.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Really nice and, you know, upbeat.
Yeah.
After such a rubbish year.
Yeah.
It's like, let's think of a word that, I mean, all right, lockdown
the
really
word of the year.
Sums up the whole year, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's been all about.
Yeah, 6 months of lockdown at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And now another almost month. Did I say 6 weeks? I think I said 6 weeks. It was 6 months and then another month. So basically we've been in lockdown for 7 to 8 months, if you think of it. Because it wasn't exactly 6 months.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's pretty much since May. No, not May. March.
March.
Yeah.
Yeah, not May.
Far too long either way.
Yes. So how does this affect me and you? So me as a student, I am still having to go to school, but we are still having to follow the restrictions, such as washing our hands, social distancing and wearing masks when we are advised to do so.
Have you got a one-way as well around the school?
Yes, we have. I'm pretty sure in most schools there's a one-way system around the school to stop, decrease congestion in the hallways. Playgrounds and parks will remain open, but after-school clubs and sports clubs will not. Most people will be allowed to meet outside for exercise with one person from another household. Different households cannot mix inside. Adults must work from home if they can. These rules will replace the rule of six and local lockdowns in England. So there are some cities and some towns in England which do still have, I'm pretty sure, their own local lockdown, as well as England's lockdown. I'm pretty sure it's like Liverpool, isn't it? That's in England, the highest, amount of coronavirus cases has been recorded,
so,
I think.
So when we had the tier system, Liverpool went into tier three. As a few other cities tending to be in the more northerly parts of the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, this lockdown now covers the whole country.
Yeah, so the whole of England.
Everyone is now on the same playing field, as it were.
Yes. So what about shops? So only shops that sell essentials such as food and medicine will stay open, and restaurants can sell takeaway food. So basically, like what the first bigger lockdown was, where only the essential shops were allowed to open, so where they sell food and medicine. And I'm pretty sure that some shops have cut off some aisles which aren't essentials, unless at one end there might be some essential medicine and then at the other end it's not. That aisle is still open, am I right there?
Well, they certainly started doing that in Wales, I think, a month or so ago. But I've not seen any shops in England. Not like I've been anywhere other than Brentwood and Shenfield that are doing that now. So, you know, there's so few shops open. I think it's very difficult for shops to say what is essential and what's not essential.
Yeah.
Because, you know, something might be essential to one person and not to another.
Yeah, exactly. So cinemas, swimming pools and zoos will also be shut, just like the main lockdown was. So what about the rest of the UK? So Wales went into lockdown on the 23rd of October. Some schools were closed for a week after half term, and some year groups were told to stay at home for a longer period of time. The lockdown in Wales is due to end on the 9th of October, so it has ended. It's ended.
November.
What did I say?
It's October.
Oh, well then it...
it went backwards 2 weeks.
Yeah. So it... it ended on the 9th of November and all schools reopened for all year groups. In Northern Ireland, schools reopened on the 2nd of November. I said November this time. They've been closed since the 19th of October. See, I didn't get them muddled around that time. In Scotland, new rules came into force in different areas on the 2nd of November, but schools stayed open. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon. It looks the same, okay? Are you from Scotland? So how do you know? That she said that she would look at how the restrictions affect the number of COVID-19 cases before deciding whether to announce a new lockdown. For further information on rules in your area, check with an adult about what you can do and what you can't do. So such as going out after school to a restaurant with some friends, you can't do that.
Well, you can try, but there won't be any restaurants open.
Yeah, and you won't be allowed in. They might be open for like Deliveroo people, but not for any customers to eat in. But you can still, from most of your favourite restaurants, whether that's Chinese place, Indian place, or just like one of your favourite restaurants. I'm pretty sure most of them do takeaways.
Yeah, and even and those that didn't have probably started to. Yes. In many cases.
Yes.
And, you know, the whole idea of this is, and I think, you know, the government have touched on this, but they've probably not touched on it as much as they might have done, and I'm sure they have their reasons. But the real, you know, the reason is, we're locked down for 4 weeks, it'll be tough, but that means early December we can open, we can start to open some shops and yeah. some other restaurants and whatever else.
And we can hopefully start
working towards Christmas. Yeah. Yeah, so people can go to the shops, they can buy presents.
Yeah.
And not everyone does online shopping.
No.
Most people have at least started to this year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know, 3 more weeks left.
And go, then get you through can... it. Yeah, and then you can hopefully see your family, which you haven't been able to see because of lockdown, for Christmas, which will be quite nice.
It
would be very nice. Because remember what it was like when you first got to see the rest of your family after the main lockdown. It was just like, I haven't seen you in 6 to 7 months. Imagine what it's going to be like for Christmas, though.
Be good.
Yes. Have a nice Christmas with your family. I, you hear it now, I hopefully can promise this.
Are you drunk enough now to judge what I'm doing? Are you high enough to excuse that I'm ruined? 'Cause I'm ruined. Is it late enough for you to come and stay over? 'Cause we're free to love, so tease me. Ooh. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
Is it loud or no? 'Cause my body is calling for you, calling for you. I need someone to do the things that I do. I'm heating up, energy's taking control. I'm speeding up, my heartbeat's dancing alone. I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
You acting tonight.
'Cause I need your green light. Day and night, say the truth. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
I made no promises, I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
Tonight.
Magic is in the air, there ain't no science here, so come get your everything.
Tonight.
Tonight.
That was Promises by Calvin Harris and Sam Smith here on Phoenix 98 FM. And now, as always, as every week, as we have every week, we have our Around the World update. So, our first story this week. We are in Belgium. You can kind of wonder where this is. So, chocolate makers take tasty top prize. A chocolate maker called Piers, it kind of sounds like macaroni, his surname. Macaloni has been awarded the title of the world's best pastry chef at the World Pastry Stars 2020 event. Macaloni oversees every part of the chocolate making process, from the cocoa beans to the finishing bars at his studio in Belgium. See, Belgium chocolate.
Yes.
Yes. He says that he has been obsessed with chocolate since he was 14 years old. What about the 14 years before that?
Yeah.
Did you not like chocolate?
Come on, man. What's the matter with you?
Why didn't you like chocolate?
From your childhood.
Yeah. Macaloni, who is now 56, has 40 shops all over the world, and some of his luxury chocolate boxes sell for around £135. I like chocolate, but I don't think I'm going to pay £135 for a box of chocolate.
It's got to be good.
Yeah,
chocolate.
It's got to be amazing, yeah. Blowing your mind off.
And big.
Yeah, it's got to be a big box of chocolate. Otherwise, if it's just like a small
last
one.
Last year.
Yeah, if it's just a small one, I'm going to be like, I don't think I'm going to pay £135 for this.
No.
Where are we going now around the globe?
We are jetting off to Indonesia and Rinca Island in Indonesia, to be exact, where there's a photo been taken of a Komodo dragon standing in the way of a truck, which, whilst might be amusing, has actually raised concerns about a new project that is developing on the island, where the government is planning to spend nearly £4 million basically attracting tourists, which is great, but the concern is that Komodo dragons being native to those few islands and really only existing on those few islands could face extinction. So it seems every week, not every week, but quite frequently we're talking about stories on this show where we're talking about animals that are either at threat of extinction or coming through the other end. And apparently there's only 3,000 Komodo dragons left in the world. And obviously, you know, conservationists are worried that actually that number is going to drop even further if this development is allowed to go ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, a Komodo dragon standing in front of a truck, you might think, well, so what? You know, a truck can go around it. Komodo dragons can grow to about 3 meters long.
Wow.
So actually being faced with a Komodo dragon is a pretty daunting prospect.
Yes, you'd think so.
Where next?
Our last around the world story this week. We are going to Denmark, where meat-free menus are reversed. Plans in the Danish government to stop serving meat in its canteens for 2 days each week has been cancelled. The government hoped to reduce carbon emissions that come from meat production and harm the planet, but workers were unhappy with the plan. The government now says that its choice for workplaces whether to introduce meat-free days. Denmark is one of Europe's biggest pork producers. So I understand what they're trying to do, but how can they get everybody to, if they want to go into a restaurant but don't fancy have, because there are some days when you don't fancy stuff.
Yep.
You don't fancy having something not meat. You fancy having a burger, a chicken, something like that.
A really good burger.
Okay, we're not talking about burgers now. Okay, we're not talking about burgers
anymore.
I'm
only thinking about burgers now.
Well, anyway, while you think about burgers, while we try and stop you thinking about burgers, we have got our next song. I do play this quite frequently. I'm sorry if there's anyone out there who doesn't like it, But I really like this song. Yeah, I'm just going to play the song. You know what it is. You know exactly what song it's going to be.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding
riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like it's someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager toes. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. Two in the front, two in the back, sailing along, and we don't look back. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone, a someone.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
So that was No Time to Die by Billie Eilish and Shotgun by George Ezra. And now we have this week's food talk. We kind of have two this week, maybe even a little bit of three. But our main one this week is Fury at the Left Crust. So a restaurant in Manchester, England, shared a picture on social media of a pizza that someone had eaten, all except the crust. This provoked a strong reaction for pizza fans who disagreed with the method and jokingly called the customer to be a charge of criminal offence. Another called the picky diner a monster. Someone else suggested that the restaurant should offer dipping sauce, but the restaurant said it already does. So basically, if you didn't actually really understand that, someone had eaten the pizza, but left the crust.
Had they left the crust like whole though?
The whole crust. There's no cut in the crust.
So they're just eating the inside out.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
With a knife and fork. They basically cut it, all the inside out, and basically just cut off the crust.
I mean, I know some people don't eat all of the crusts, but...
It doesn't even look like a really crunchy crust. It looks like a nice, fluffy crust. But no. There's just a plate, the crust, a hole in the middle.
Well, I can understand the uproar. That's quite frankly ridiculous.
So, why... Just eat it.
I mean, to begin with, when you were talking about that, I was thinking, well, yeah, I know some people just don't like the crusts.
Not that it was cut into slices and they just ate it and just left the crust.
It's just a hoop of
crust. Yeah, literally, a ring of crusts. So what is our next one? Something about a toaster.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't have any details about this, but I hear that some crazy woman from across the pond... where at least they've just made the right decision and voted in someone half sensible, has tried to cook a steak in a toaster.
In a toaster?
In a toaster.
The thing you put your bread in?
Generally.
Oh, I said you put your toast in.
No, you put bread in and it magically comes out transformed as toast. But so I'm going to try and find some more details about this, but
okay.
Trying to cook a steak in a toaster.
It just won't cook.
Just, I just don't get it.
Exactly.
I don't get it.
Yes. And she's like, why?
So there you go.
And we probably will touch on this a bit more next week.
I think this needs a full debate.
Yeah, this needs we've got a debate, guys.
With some listener feedback.
Yeah, we've got a food debate, but
many of the portals that we have available.
Yes, but I'm going to say it now so you can think of what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your favourite Christmas chocolate?
Well,
it can be
specifically from the Quality Street selection.
I like Quality Streets.
Other chocolate brands are available.
Yes. But which is your favourite Quality Street? I don't mind any. There are some I don't like, but I'm not going to say it now because this is our debate and talk for next week.
Well, I think we go best and worst. We want to know people's best one, your go-to Quality Street.
Yes.
And the one that you would absolutely not eat. It was the last thing on earth.
Yes. So if you do have any that you would like to say your best and your worst, you can contact me two ways. Either on my Instagram, you will have my Twitter in a minute. We'll get that up. Either my Instagram, which is all lowercase, worldwide_web_phoenix_FM. If you have any, which is your favourite and which is your worst Quality Street. And my Twitter, which is?
@web2bs.
Oh, yes, 2bs.
_worldwide.
Yes, if you would like to tell us which is your favourite and which you don't really fancy and you wouldn't eat, as you said, if it was the last thing on earth. But we will talk about that a little bit more in next week's show. But our next song is Rise by Jonas Blue.
We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. They say we got no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're gonna rise, 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 rise till we fall. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They tryna hate, 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 but we won't change anything at all. We gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They think we just drop out, living at our mom's house. Parents must be so proud. Be so proud, they know it all.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Rise by Jonas Blue. Now for our two little stories. Our first one is One Way to Reuse Plastic. A grocery shop in New York in the US has popped up in which everything is made in single-use plastic. Is made from old single-use plastic. Cauliflower, cabbages, and wheels of Parmesan cheese are all made from plastic waste.
What?
The idea was brought up by New York artist Robin Frohart, who wanted to find an amazing way to show just how much plastic is used and wasted. In the US, people are thought to use around 10 billion plastic bags each year. And our second one. Happy birthday to a very hungry fish. Maiko, a meter-long grouper fish, is in a tricky situation and is making him depressed. He doesn't like living alone in his aquarium in Finland. But when other fish come into his tank, he eats them.
That's not very hospitable, is it?
His biggest meal was a poisonous lionfish. Oh, there's like a catfish, a dogfish, a lionfish.
Well, yeah.
Every single fish.
There's no fish though.
Why?
Don't know.
See, you need to answer the question, why? Is there a tiger fish? Actually, no, there probably is.
I think there is, actually.
No, I've said that, and I'm like, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Is there an elephant fish?
Probably not, no.
Why?
Because that would just be crazy.
So, to cheer him up, the aquarium staff recently threw him a party to celebrate his 16th birthday.
Did they invite anyone?
I don't know.
Probably hadn't better.
Yeah, because they'd just get eaten. They decorated his tanks with banners and bought him a salmon birthday cake, which he wolfed down in one bite. Bye then, cake. Not going to share it.
Salmon birthday cake.
A salmon birthday cake.
Okay. I hope the salmon had been cooked or whatever.
Oh, it's for a fish.
Yeah, but I mean, they not put just salmon put like, on a fire. Salmon in there and let it swim around.
There you go. That's a birthday cake.
Yeah.
Well,
did it have a candle in it?
I don't know. Was I there?
Well, you need to know.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're saying
I don't think so, because if he lives in an aquarium, putting fire and water just puts the candle out.
Oh, does it?
I don't know with you anymore.
Anyway, I found out some more information about this silly woman known only as Juliet, who tried to cook a steak in a toaster. She did it for her boyfriend.
Okay.
So I sincerely hope it's now her ex-boyfriend. If that boyfriend has got any sense, he would just go, do you know what? I'm sorry. That's not how you cook a steak.
Yes.
See ya.
Well, at least we know that it wouldn't have been burned.
We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. I'm waking up. We stop the fire, then we burn it up. We'll miss something now. We got the love. There's no sleeping now. No sleeping now. Sleep when the lights turn down. They don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud. Giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands.
so thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so thick, I'll put it out, out, out. We can light it up, 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 so thick, I'll put it out. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. In your eyes, turn it down. They don't know what they heard. Shut the match, burn it down. Giving love to the world. Don't be raising your hands. Shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire.
Don't need to be loved by you. Fire in my lungs, can't fight the devil.
was Burn by Ellie Goulding and Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus. I also like that song as well, if you couldn't tell.
So you should.
Yeah. So that is all from me this week, but I will be back next week with more from the Week Junior, and as I do promise, I will do the food debate. The food debate on the chocolate. What's your favourite and what's your least favourite chocolate? So make sure you come back next week to Phoenix 98 FM at 6 PM for World Wide Web with me, Ella Webb. I will now leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour, followed by Curples with Nick Field, then Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu. I will be back next week.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, you will be back tomorrow on 98 Not Out. Yeah. But
amazing guest tomorrow, by the way.
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, we've got two on. One of them, Australian cricket legend Shane Watson.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I don't know who he is.
You wouldn't know.
So, there's not much point telling me, but...
Or telling your listeners.
My listeners. So, if you do want to listen in again tomorrow for 98 Not Out with Darren Mutu and Mr. Paul Webb, my dad, for their amazing guests tomorrow. But that's all from me, so... I hope you have a lovely evening. Stay safe. I'll leave you with two songs, TikTok by Clean Bandit and Mabel, and Nothing Breaks Like a Heart by Mark Ronson. Goodbye. TikTok, TikTok. TikTok, TikTok. TikTok, TikTok.
I don't need no other. I'm satisfied doing it on my own. Only takes one lover to change your vibe. Ain't that the way it goes? I don't need nobody, but you won't replay. Caught in the memory when you touch my body and you say my name, giving me what I need.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
Every minute, so lost in it, like you're in my bed. Every hour, give you power. I'm losing my instead.
Tick tock, tick tock.
24/7, got you on my mind. Think about you all the time. My body wants you night and day. Scream and go away.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
24/7, got you on my mind. Tell it, I don't have the time. My body wants you night and day. I'm losing all control of me.
heard you on the phone last night. We live and die by pretty lies. You know it, we both know it. These silver bullet cigarettes, this burning house, there's nothing left, it's smoking. We both know it. We got all night to fall in love, but just like that we fall apart. We're broken, we're broken. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Well, there's broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And there's broken records spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, but nothing breaks like a heart. Yeah, nothing breaks like a heart. We'll leave each other cold as ice and high and dry. The desert wind is blowing, it's blowing. Remember what you said to me, we were drunk in love in Tennessee. And I'll hold it, you both know it. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now. With this broken silence by thunder crashing in the dark, crashing in the dark. And this broken record spinning less circles in the bar, spin round in the bar. This world can hurt you, it cuts you deep and leaves a scar. Things fall apart, nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing breaks like a heart. Nothing, 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 nothing gonna save us now. Nothing, nothing, nothing gonna save us now.